Marlon, you've had your hand up for quite a while.
Could you put up a slide that shows the approach to Sears Island and the railroad track? And while you're doing that, I'd like to say, Diane and the rest of the group, not considering the ramifications for locating the port on Sears Island, it's a dereliction of your responsibilities when you're supposed to come up with an overall recommendation, not to understand what the possible problems are with locating a port on the island before you say, yes, let's locate a port here. It's ludicrous. It's insane.
So,
you can't just say, you can't there.
Which one did you want up? That's what
that one will work. Right. I wondered if anybody has like a black magic marker. If you can pull the slide down a little bit and show us on that narrow little causeway. Yeah, there you go. Where the rail tracks are going to come from to get there? And could you describe like in a verbal picture? I'm kind of a visual person. Could you describe to me how that causeway is going to look and how many rail lines we're going to have and where are you going to have a place for women and children with baby strollers and stuff like that?
So your question is about access to the island and how compatible access would be by foot traffic and rail traffic.
Yeah, I'm saying how compatible is it. But that's
so, Dwayne,
If I'm going to decide where I'm going to put a garden, if I put a garden in, and I'm going to write it in stone that a garden will go here, if a garden goes anywhere, I'm going to study what the hell's going on with my garden. Where are their pests? Where does the sunshine come from? All of these kinds of things. To not even look at what the ramifications are of the port that you're approving the location of without even going and studying the problems, it seems to me to be very, very irresponsible.
Okay, but back to your question about access and the compatibility of rail and foot access. Any thoughts on that, or has there been much consideration from the committee of that particular aspect of any potential dual use?
Is that another thing that nobody thought of?
We cross the rail now to enter the island as it is.
Okay, but we're not talking about what exists now, James. We're talking about what's going to be. In my understanding, talking with Mr. Grindwell, he's going to have three rows of tracks coming and going. Now, that's a pretty narrow causeway.
I've never heard that.
I never heard that either.
How many rows of track do you think you're going to be down that causeway?
As far as I know, just one.
Just one. How many rows of track are going to be on the island? Just one?
So, Harlan, for purposes of the conversation,
I can answer that.
Does anybody know these things? I mean, this is not from,
Yes, no.
Three spur lines on the island. Bob Grindrod made that very clear.
Absolutely.
We're kind of having several people talk at once, which makes it really impossible for us to get any kind of...
It's really hard for people to spin their tails. That's what makes it hard.
Thank you. Bob, did you want to talk about
that? This has been talked about. Mr. Grindrod explained that he needed to have a certain length of track on the island within the secured port area. But beyond that, I haven't heard him talk about how many spurs he would have on the island, but as far as the access to the island, he has only ever talked about one track.
Okay, well, he did talk about three spurs, because you can't have all your trains lined up in one single line and moving from one place. It doesn't work. So he explained that you have to have room for that. And I was under the impression there was going to be more than one rail coming down. But even if there's only one, picture the rails coming down and the trucks coming up. It's going to make it kind of congested. One time, Mr. Dickerman from Postal Mountains, we were talking about putting parking on the causeway. And he said, oh, parking on the causeway, that's not very gracious. How gracious is it to have rail lines coming down the causeway and have semis running up and down the causeway? Is that gracious? I guess that's all the questions I have.